Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Those of you who are joining us here in our itty-bitty studio, also those of you who are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, and those who are on Facebook, where we are streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So welcome, one and all. Boy, this Saturdays are hot nights for us, and we were discussing that before we went live. Interesting how you'd think everybody'd be out doing something, going to the beach, going to the bar, going to dinner. But anyway, we aren't going to dilly-dally around with you. We're going to jump right in before the list gets too long. So for those of you that are new listening to the show, I'm holding up for the Facebook Live folks an ordinary deck of playing cards.
Poker size.
Yep, they're poker cards. They are not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not even rebel, which we use generally on Friday nights. Personal prophecy employs only ordinary playing cards. Method, as the intro stated, my grandmother taught me. She actually taught me back in 1982. And ever since, it's just been something that kept escalating more and more. AOL actually discovered me. I would go on AOL. Oh, my gosh. What are we talking here? Like the early 90s.
Yeah, it got really big in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking, early 90s, it was just finding its way.
And I would open a chat room.
It was competing with Prodigy. They were both battling head to head.
That's true. They were.
The internet stuff.
I would open a chat room and just give readings to strangers. And one night I got scouted by somebody from AOL. And they offered me a really lucrative little job with them. So anyway, that's how it all got started. The name stuck. I stayed with it ever since. And I actually have long-term clients from those days. Seriously. So that's my part. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo. All right, got it.
All right, well, we're going to pick this up quick. First of all, international shout-out to Addison in the UK. All right, I'm gonna motivate this because we got a stack of callers. And we'll get you. We see you. We'll start off with our disclaimer. Shows for entertainment, informational purposes only. Your disclaimer, come in here, have a good time, take information, walk away with the information, but don't start setting life goals and hammering out selling houses and all that crap. Don't do that.
That's why we put that up there.
Yeah. This is most of this, a lot of times, as people confirming kind of their gut feeling of something they already know, their own intuition.
They're looking for a confirmation,
about,
right?
This is all about, all right? Communications, we're going to jump into it. Just boom. Call in. That's how our primary method is to call in. It is going to be 515-602-9676. When you call in, you'll hear them basically tell you you're going on hold and you're in the queue. And when you hear the show, you're in the queue. And there's quite a few of you, and we're going to get to you. It's all good. I see every single, each and one of you on a list. When you talk to us, get off speakerphone and Bluetooth if you can. If you absolutely can't because of safety and laws and all that stuff, then so be it. We'll see what happens. Otherwise, sometimes on our end, it doesn't come out well. You can't understand. You get choppy. Same thing as when you do talk to us. If you can, just sit down and chill in a nice, quiet place. It's good if you got a house, you're like, oh, I know that room sucks for cell phone reception. Don't be in that room when you talk to
right.
us. Go to the good room. And watch out for background noises you normally don't care about because sometimes they wind blowing car windows and all that stuff. Method number two will be Facebook Messenger. That would be, you'll be messengering Deborah Lee. You'll have to be her friend. But the messenger folks do not messenger us until we specifically say.
Because right now it's all on mute. We wouldn't be able to take your call.
And we don't want to. There's no. We can't put you on hold. Yeah. It's just we just can't do anything. We don't have a nice hold system. So messenger folks, you just don't assume when you hear us end a call that you're next. We will actually specifically tell messenger folks to let us give us a jingle. And the last means of communications are those that can't do either and they're watching us on Facebook Live. Sometimes later on, not right away, we get a little gap. We can go right to you folks. You can just type me your question and I'll ask you. Okay?
And besides, we love to have you with us.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've given good feedback and stuff too. During the show. And quite often, the people calling in are also on here, Facebook
yeah.
Live viewing, quite often. All right. I think we got to rock this show and get it going. Okay.
All right.
So first caller is going to be area code 651, the state of Minnesota, 651. You're caller number one.
Hello there and welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
I think you know who it is.
Yes, I do. This is our one and only Christiana, and we love her call.
She's a regular.
All right, darling. What's on your mind this evening?
My question is actually about another goddess, if that's okay.
Sure.
I was wondering if the goddess Hecate is calling to me, and if her dogs are with me, because she has dogs that follow her. And she's a goddess of like the craft and the underworld and crossroads and stuff.
Okay. Okay, glad that you clarified that for our folks and for us.
Yeah, I know nothing.
No, but I'm always willing to experiment.
I'm just saying I just don't have any knowledge of that.
Are you saying you're feeling the presence of this goddess?
Yeah, sometimes. And I wonder if she's calling to me because I've often told that I have a dog with me in spirit.
Okay.
All right. Well, we just, for those, Allison probably saw, we had the first Facebook Live viewer scammer person in there. They just say, inbox me.
Yeah, don't do it.
And thank God I was able to, they'll hit each person that typed something in there. I caught it on the first one this time.
That's a scammer.
Yeah, it's crap.
And crap a legitimate not. Person would not, you know, come to someone else's show and try to knock the
Somebody's wrote a program, so it's not even.
Try to kick the shovel out of our hands.
Not even a human there. Somebody wrote a little program, and this thing just does it because, you know, it's crap. You know, it's like people that telemarketing, they make 1,000 telemarketing calls. If they get 4 or 5, it's a successful day. So these scammers, they scam, like, they send out this 100, 200, whatever, and if they get one, they're like, hey, good return. What do you got, Dan?
This is really interesting. Christiana, what I'm seeing is, yes, you are absolutely right. This goddess is calling out to you, is being close to you. And she's got a very specific message. Her message to you is, and let me see if I want to make sure I get this right.
Okay.
In spirit, she's a very fast talker. I don't know if you're aware of that or anybody else has said that. But I'm hearing her like, so just a minute here.
Another one.
Oh, geez. It's the night before scamming.
This one had a lot more big write-up, but it's still automated.
She is saying that you walked the path of grief and great sadness, and she would like you to show, to express that a lot in your art if you can. She's feeling it will really connect with others. So you might want to think about that for a little bit. Let it sort of marinate the idea. But she wants you to show people what deep grief really looks like. And it will trigger something in them. Now, I've told you that I've perceived that you are going to do great works through healing with art. But I never thought of actually what she is expressing here. To bring out that agony and that suffering. It is suffering, no doubt. So, and it went boomity boom, boom, right there.
Well, you heard that, boomity boom, boom,
yeah,
live, right here on the Cyclone Lightning
Show. Very significant.
Boomity boom.
It means that her message is very clear and so meant for you. So I think that's pretty neat. And I know you do a lot of really beautiful, Christiana's art is not that complex. I don't know how to put it. I'm not very art versed, but she does work that is bringing back like a simplicity that we've not seen for a very, very long time in art. So anyway, yes, she is saying, show the suffering, express it. And I bet you, and don't, but honey, one word of caution, she's saying, don't let it scare you. Okay?
Okay.
It's actually, and I have felt that you are actually very anointed in this respect, having had the incredibly rough experiences that you have. And there's an anointing on you. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
What a great way to start the show. Thank you. Are you going to now listen while on hold?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yes, right, you're
great.
So welcome.
Yes.
Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Sure, and we'll talk to you again shortly in the next show.
Probably on Monday.
Monday's our next show, folks. Monday's our next show.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I never expected that for a response.
From
the card.
I am being a little bit of a slacker, but I just want to, All right, there we go. We're going to go to our next caller. I'm sorry, I usually try to prepare myself a wee bit better. A wee bit better.
Yeah.
But I'm prepared. Our next caller is area code 703. It's around the D.C. Northern Virginia area. 703,
well,
not far
yeah.
from here.
Hello
it's
there.
It's Andrea. I'm going to – it's Andrea, but I know what's really interesting is I used to work in the old AOL building in Ashburn, Virginia, of Sterling.
No
kidding. Yeah, that's right. It was
yes.
headquarters in
yes.
Virginia. Right.
The headquarters,
be.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
they recently sold the building, so it's no longer AOL.
It was Steve Case, wasn't
I bet
it?
Those were really cool days in a
yeah.
lot of ways.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking. And, you know, I got to tell you, my only real claim to fame, such as this is, when my show would be on, and it was all just typing back then. Remember, the chat rooms had no audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there would be so many people trying to get in for the chat. They had to build me a special chat room because it would, like, knock down the mainframe with all that.
Wow.
Yes,
and you
I
couldn't
know.
Get in. They all had a maximum capacity.
Yeah.
You'd have to just keep trying until somebody left.
And that's what a whole bunch of people did. And then, boom.
Yeah. The old days.
AOL.
The old school
AOL would
days.
Go down.
So yeah. You should see the artifacts. There's a lot of artifacts in that building now. It's really kind of crazy. Some throwback stuff.
That'd be cool to see that, actually.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
So
you guys
crowd.
Are still right on the money last time with my whole work drama. Now I have more work drama. You guys,
oh,
I mean, I don't understand this. I don't understand. These people at work are just literally driving crazy.
Oh, my God. Well, bring it
yes.
on.
Yep.
One girl still thinks that I'm the one who caused the whole COVID problem and still will not speak to me. Now I have a 22-year-old who we were having a conversation. Basically, I was saying, you know, I would move to France because they had really good health care, but I said, you know, but they don't really like Americans. And she took that as offensive and complained to my boss. Then I got in trouble for saying that. I said, are you serious right now? What is wrong with you?
Come on.
So that's somebody that is going to
– I know.
That's going to be somebody that's going to always be doing that.
What are
Why?
We,
I don't understand.
Are we back in the fifth grade, everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Those people were called.
Even if you had an issue, you should have come to me personally and said, you know, I found that offensive. And I'm like, okay, sorry, whatever. But it was just a statement.
Yeah, it's
you
like
know,
a,
and I think someone, I believe my gut, someone coerced her to tell, you know, my boss, because I don't think she would have done it on her own.
That sounds
That's
really
my
weird.
Gut.
That's weird. That's just weird.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Did we lose her? Oh.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, good.
You might have heard something weird. Okay. It was.
Keep
going.
I'm in the supermarket.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad you're still with us.
No,
everybody's not everybody, but most are getting so hypersensitive. It's like, come on.
Yep.
Well, we're in Mercury retrograde, so.
Oh, right. Great. What's wrong, Jim? You don't like retrograde.
But do you think the cause? Do you think my gut is right? Is that what your cause say? I really think someone coerced her into saying this because I don't think she would have done it on her own. And I think I know who it was.
Okay. All right. What do you got there, Deb?
Well, I want to tell everybody who may be new, I'm using a 24-card layout, not just a random.
And they're amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I have an insight because I'm also on Facebook Live, and I believe our next caller will be a new person.
Really?
And they've been watching on Facebook Live, and they're in the queue. She told me you're in the queue. I'm pretty sure it is, so good that you're saying that because she's in the queue and she can hear us.
Well, that's great.
So now she's getting a little flavor of how the readings go for the new person. Don't be afraid to see how specific this question was. You can be very specific. You don't have to test the waters and because you don't know what's going on and don't want to.
Oh, no.
Very specific.
These cards are right on the money.
Well, thank you. And I've got to tell you, sometimes they blow my mind, too. I'm like, wow.
Mind blown.
So I want to tell you, your gut is dead on. And it's a guy who likes to make sneaky trouble. And I'm trying to figure out more. Do you know who that is?
Do you think it's my boss? I thought it was somebody completely different.
I can't imagine it'd be your boss telling her to come to me.
Yeah, to make trouble.
He's really, well, there's only two other guys. And I don't know. There's a guy named Clem and a guy named Daniel.
Careful on that.
And...
Yeah, I feel it's not the boss, but it's somebody there who actually isn't real fond of you, even though, remember, in the workplace, everybody tends to be so sweet and wonderful.
I know.
Sometimes they don't, depending on the size of it. But, I got you.
No, this is a guy, and he just enjoyed stirring up some trouble. So,
well, Clem is a guy from Russia, and my gut says it's him. I don't like him.
Okay. Well, then that's probably...
You're clear of him.
Trust the gut.
I would. You are extremely intuitive, Andrea. In your cards.
Yes.
You know a lot of things before they even happen.
Absolutely. So, it comes from my mother. I told you she was, I went back to Massachusetts. She's the psychic one. I get it from her.
Ooh, well, I'll tell you what. You may want to take a look when my... I'm building a personal prophecy university, and there will be areas that are completely free of charge. And you may enjoy taking a look at it because I have a feeling you would pick this up in a heartbeat.
It's under construction.
Yes, it is.
You have a hard hat on and everything.
Well, my energy is whenever I see Clem, I don't like him. He has bad energy. I try to, just pretend he's that. I'm sure it's him that he said something.
You know,
because why else would Katara say something?
His name is a slang, bad word.
What's his name?
Quim.
Quim. He's Russian.
Nope.
Quim.
Never heard of Quim.
Yeah, it's a bad word.
Well, maybe not in Russia.
It means like poontang.
Well, in Russia, it probably doesn't.
No, probably. Yeah. So you might carry the ball a little bit further that he's see you next Tuesday if you catch
me. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, Katara's really sweet, and she would never have done this on her own. Someone coerced her, and I thought it was like a girl named Sarah, but maybe so if it's a guy, then it's definitely got to be Clem.
Yeah, it's front and center, and it wasn't done maliciously. He enjoys being a prankster, but it kind of backfired on him a little bit. Did you get a warning?
Mm. Yeah, I got in trouble. Yeah.
Do you get a chance
for an innocent conversation?
Do you actually say, what am I being warned of? What is the specific thing I did wrong? What did I violate?
Sensory or sensitivity training because I wasn't sensitive to someone needs. Basically, I said that they weren't American, that I didn't like Americans. I was like, what? That's basically what they said. I don't like Americans because I, said French don't like Americans. So I compared it to Americans.
Well, what though? By and large, you were speaking fast.
Yeah, they got it. They're
yeah.
yeah.
I've been over there. They're kind of a
snotty.
And we're not going to say every single one of them.
No,
of course not. But they're a very snotty. A lot of them are very snotty. Like
they are.
Well, like they own the goddamn.
My dad's French. My dad's born in France, so I got to know.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what?
God,
raise your white flag, little bastard, because that's what you do best.
From now on, anything going forward, I will not speak to nobody. I'll just in my little space and not say hi, nothing. Just keep it moving because I don't have time for this.
I think you're going to have to get so, what's that term that they use?
I'm not sure. I can't read your mind, though.
No, the word that they use for being very politically correct.
Oh, yeah, you're
You're just going to have to love
it.
Yeah, you're going to have to put on a work face. Yep.
Yeah, like not for a new job.
It's like when you're a teenager and you're around your parents, you got to put on a kid face. You can't talk the way you really want to talk amongst your friends and all that stuff.
Well, some good news for you.
All right, what do you got?
During your call is, you are going to get a better job. It could come through a promotion where you work, but it's going to definitely be a better job.
Yeah.
More pay, more prestige.
Hmm.
You're on your way.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're kind of in a small company, aren't you?
I work for Long and Foster, and their pay is they pay shit. They don't pay that great. I actually had a job offer, and I took it with another company in property management, but I turned it down after because it wasn't the right fit. So I stayed.
But now, after this,
I'm going to find something else. This is crazy. I can't work with these people anymore.
And you know, it's kind of a buyer's market out there as far as looking for a job.
And the nice thing is you have a job, so you're not desperado. That's the important
thing. Right.
That's the important thing is not to quit first, like some people do.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't do that. I did that once, and then that was a downfall. No.
Some people, obviously you learned your lesson. Some people do that, and it's like,
That was a long time ago, and that's my career downfall, was quitting before I had a job. I'll never do that again.
And you know what? It makes it harder to get a job. Because it's like you are connected.
It can, but even if it doesn't, you're kind of in a desperate mode unless you've banked a lot of money.
Yes, right. Right.
But,
I'm not so desperate.
On the way, you've got a lot on the ball, and you're still young. So as time passes, at least you sound young to me.
Young.
Are you young?
I just turned 59, so.
Oh, my God. Do people call and say, can I talk to your mommy? Because you sound I want you to know for my own
thank
experience.
You
60 is the new 40, so
says you.
Me
in January. I'll be 60 in January.
What day in January?
17th.
Oh, you guys are 5 days apart.
Yeah, I'm the 22nd.
Oh, okay, so you're Aquarius, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, yes.
You're right at the cutoff point.
Oh, yeah. You know, you'll be out of there before you know it in a better job. And when you look back, you'll be so glad that you,
bye, bitches.
Sorry. Bye, bitches. Bye, bitches.
Peace out. See you later. Smell you later.
Terrific. I'm glad you called us. Thank you so much.
You guys
much.
Are amazing. You guys, I'll have to call you back Monday with another question, but you guys are truly amazing. And whoever's listening, they are truly amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know where to find
love
us.
Your, yes, you do.
Indeed.
Yes.
All right, hon. Yes. Take care. Thank you so
much. Okay. All right. Oh, you're welcome. Bye. I'll keep listening. Bye.
All right. Thank you. My speaker went dry.
Well, that's the least of my problems right now. Facebook
What's
is
happening? Well, it's Facebook. Don't get so excitable.
Because I have to keep doing this because it's all of a sudden it starts being a piece of
shit.
Yes, Facebook, I said shit.
Be careful. Remember, I'm still on restriction.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I start trying to put important information like the number in, and there's a certain point where it just all of a sudden won't let me anymore.
I wonder if the folks on Facebook watching us on live streaming, are you finding that it's freezing up on you?
It's not freezing.
Oh, what is it?
It's like when I copy and paste and put stuff like the phone number in, all of a sudden I can't type anymore. I can type.
Unbelievable.
But I can't put it in anymore. And it's done it 3 times tonight. Usually it's just like once in a while.
Well, that was very nice hearing from her and the call before. I think we're kind of on a roll.
We are. All right. Speaking of on a roll and calls, we got folks in the queue and we will not disappoint.
Alrighty then.
And our next caller is, I believe it is Amy from Illinois, or I believe it's Illinois, right? The new caller, Amy?
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome Hello. To the show, Amy.
Welcome.
Good
Thanks
to hear
for having
from
me.
You.
Of course. Well, we're glad that you were patient and you waited.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you're
brand
new.
I just wanted to call.
Yes.
And ask about this guy I've been seeing. His name is Mike Wood, and if it's going to go somewhere, because we sound like we're, like, really great together, but then I don't hardly hear from him when he's away.
Away? Where, as, like, in
Like,
what?
When he's, like sometimes we're apart from each other for a week or more, because we both work. I'm a nurse, and he works for a tire factory.
Well, God bless you as a nurse.
Yeah.
We know
you
people have really been through. It's like a meat grinder, you know.
I know, because I lost my brother 2 years ago during the COVID, and I also lost my boyfriend in January.
Wow.
I am so sorry.
Damn. It's a one-two punch.
And yet there's people out there that insist it's all fake, it's a conspiracy. You know, they just have their heads buried in the
it's
sand.
It's just people, you know, just
right.
worry about You don't worry about other people's opinions.
Yeah, they don't want to know what we've seen. It's not been pretty.
Right.
Well, hon, our hearts go out to you. That's
Thank
a
you.
Lot to suffer, you know, and especially when you're out there.
In
doing,
the field.
Doing God's work. I mean, seriously.
Lori, help me.
Yes, and I'm very intuitive, but sometimes I question my own intuitiveness.
Oh, well, boy, I bet as you go further in your life, you'll start to rely on it more and more. I never thought I had any kind of special gift. It's a skill, really.
Yeah. I can hear my brother sometimes talking to me.
Oh. Well, you know what? I think it's wonderful that he is reaching out in spirit that way to you. Very much so.
Yeah, he was my best friend.
Oh.
I just want to let some of the callers out there that are listening, if you got dropped, call right back. A couple of them may have. Maybe they had to go.
Oh.
Cell phones drop a lot. You can call right back. I'm watching the queue, so I can see you when you come and go. So.
Okay. Oh, all right. Now, repeat your question to me or for all of us.
I had talked to a psychic medium, and she had told me that my brother and my boyfriend that I died both said that my soulmate's name is Mike. And I've been dating this guy named Mike Wood now for about a month.
Hmm.
And when we're together, it's great. It seems like, you know, it's meant to be. But then when we're apart, I don't really hear from him. He doesn't text me very much. So I don't know, like, if it's going, if he just doesn't like me or what's going on there.
Hold on, I missed it.
How long have they dated?
Yeah.
I think she said a month.
A month so far.
New.
Oh, that is super brand spanking new. So.
Well, and
right.
I don't know that you can put any time.
He's coming
stuff.
Through as very hesitant.
I don't
know.
Hurt a lot.
Yes, and that's what I was just going to go for. This guy feels like anything negative in love or romance is going to come right to him because he's like a loser magnet. So you scare
him. Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, he's
be
afraid.
Patient. You got to be patient then.
You do.
Plus, it's a month. I know that, like, when you're caught up.
Yeah.
You want it to be like, oh, my God, let's keep going. But, you know, it's a month. Let's, you know, the big picture of things.
Right.
Well,
but I was wondering if this is the right Mike. Is this the guy? Or?
What do you think? Is this the Mike, or are you not sure yet?
Well, one thing I see is a male child coming through him to you. Now, does he have any children?
He does.
Okay. Well, there's
a
boy
and some daughters.
Okay. Well, and I've got to mention to you, there's also a possibility that it could be your baby coming through him.
Oof.
What? Having a baby? Oh.
Look at this.
I'm 40.
You're 40? Yes. Well, I want to tell you, I have a very lovely client who's in New York City. And she did not believe that she was ever going to have a baby, 52 years old. And she has the most adorable six-month-old son now. And it was
so
in
you
the
think
car.
You and him are going to have a baby?
Well, it could, or it could be him bringing children to you. Do you have any children of your own, Amy?
I have two boys.
And are they, you know, getting...
One will be 18 and the other will be 11.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be a good time to be back in the old, diapers, bottles.
I mean,
so
I love my day. I love children.
Yep, and you know, I have five biological boys, and they were all birth control failures. So I guess what's meant to be will come by divine.
I'm not on birth control, so I mean.
Okay. Well, be mindful of the future, because he's right here. And this guy could easily fall madly in love with you. But he's holding himself a bit in check. And I want you to know, I definitely feel that you will get married. And it's coming up. And it won't be too very long from now. I'm going to give like an 18-month time period here. You know, as we get older, we don't have time to say, well, let's get married in 5 years or, you know.
Right.
How can you ever put a time stamp on it?
You really can't.
On even no matter what age.
I mean, when we're together, it's great. Like, you know, like he hugs and kisses me all the time and he just holds me all the time. And I'm very, you know. I like to be very affectionate, too, so it works out for me.
Well, if you're ever with him when we're having a show, you should call in, and we'll throw a reading at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet he's going to love that.
Well, some men.
I asked him the other day if he believed in psychics and stuff, and he said he didn't. And, like, I tried to give him proof, you know, like my brother, anytime I'm talking to psychics, my brother and AJ, they both try to come through for messages for me all the time. And yes. I try telling that.
So I would love to check in with your brother sometime, too. We can do mediumship.
Oh, he was a wonderful man.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. And then your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend, they think he was murdered.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yep.
The time we have with others is really precious. We've got to really appreciate what we have.
And I think that's why people, they get scared of me, is because I live for the moment. I don't live for thinking, oh, I can talk to him tomorrow, because tomorrow's never guaranteed.
That's right. And you know what? You are giving off a really good message to others. Live in the moment. Be focused on the present. You know, because we don't know what tomorrow will even bring.
Because, see, my grandpa was murdered 20 years ago. And, you know, I've had three boyfriends now that have passed, and all my childhood best friends have passed. So, you know, everybody that's been dear to me.
Amy, where do you live?
Illinois.
And this all happened in Illinois?
Yes, in my small town of 5,000.
Well, I'm going to tell you, long-range view, I don't often see on a first caller. For one thing, I'm able to build an amazing connection with her.
Thank you.
Okay, and usually it takes more than one reading, but you have a vibe that is just beautiful. I think
they say I'm an earth angel.
Oh, yes.
Just got one.
Well, I want to give you a long-range view that I feel later on. I'm going to give it like 10 years, maybe a little more. But I think as a nurse, you're going to go more into wellness and healing and start using some of your own natural gifts. And it's going to be amazing.
That's kind of what my goal has always been.
Good.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's your calling. While you've had all these rough experiences, and oh my gosh, you know, that's a lot.
I don't want to tear me down. I mean, I get depressed. And I feel like there's nothing good going to come sometimes. But I keep on being positive. I keep hoping and praying.
You're like on the front lines. You're getting your hands dirty, so to speak. And that makes you very special, very. You're going to find your life will be blessed as you get older. Very blessed. So,
Thank you, hon.
I am honored to meet you, and I hope that
it's my pleasure. Thank you guys for taking my call.
And please hang out with us more.
Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah, there's no limit. I mean, we only take one call a show from a person, but you can call every single show we do, every single one.
Okay.
Monday we're on news.
So when do you see me getting or Mike coming back?
He's kind of going to come and go.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you're a month in.
You overwhelm him with your, you've got such a big spirit.
Speaking from a guy, you're a month in.
Isn't that too beautiful for him?
Even though a month in, even if it's perfect when you're together, you're still thin. Just got to take the patience pill. Take the patience pill.
Oh, we don't like that pill.
Well, nobody likes that
pill. I don't like that word.
They don't like that. They don't like that when they got that 100% good feeling, but you got to do it. You got to suck it up.
Well, and you know how they are with each other. Men as a posse or a peer group, they're like, oh, you're whipped. Oh, better call the wife, even if she isn't married to him. Call the wife to find out if you can go have a beer with us. You know, the pressure they put on each other is unbelievable.
I know.
Like love is a weakness when it's actually...
I just hate being away from him. I really do.
Yeah, well, I don't want to commit at this point to say he is the one.
Yeah, it's your first time calling. You did give good information for a first time caller. A lot of them don't do that. You gave great information.
But
you did well.
The marriage is going to be the love of a lifetime.
You did well.
When you get to that point. So take care, my dear. Have a great weekend.
Thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and she obviously follows you on the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Great.
Facebook. She'll be notified of all the live shows.
Wonderful. Thank you. Love that.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Have a great day.
All right. Hope to hear from you again.
All right. Take
all right.
Care.
God bless.
Yes, you too.
All right. We're over the hump, so I'm going to give our disclaimer real quick. We'll go to our next caller, and if we speed this up, we might be able to get some of our messenger folks in that are waiting patiently.
Yes,
we have another person from the UK. Mike.
Mike.
Mike's been here a lot.
Great to have you with us,
We
Mike.
Haven't had a chance to interact and get a reading yet. But he's a trooper. He's from the UK, and he says he enjoys our show.
Well, I love that.
And Mike and Allison are both still here in the show. I've seen him tight.
Well, so. It's late where you are, so we
got to take another call.
We appreciate your
and
presence.
And maybe there'll be some messenger gap here for some messenger
and
or typing gap.
That,
yeah, well, we got these folks here. So.
Yeah, but we're going to not quit till we do the one that sent me an email.
Yes, and then we'll talk about that. Okay, because that's... We are going to go to area code 207, which is our next 207 from Maine. You're our next caller.
Hi.
Hello. I didn't expect to get taken so quickly, and my dogs are barking. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We have dogs here, too.
I just wonder who let the dogs out. Woof.
I know. In my house, a lot.
What is your name?
Oh, we got four.
What's your name, please?
I have four. I have four.
Well,
my name is Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Have you
How
called
are you?
Us before? We're doing great. How are you?
I don't think I have. I don't think I have. I'm good.
So you are a new caller, and on Mondays and Fridays, we have Veronica with us. She would sing you a welcome.
Yeah, and we've had a caller like a couple in the last 2 months from Maine, so I thought maybe it might, because we don't get a lot of callers from Maine.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I know, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Strange.
All right. So what do you got for a question?
My question is the relationship with my two oldest adult children has been crap. I've
all
tried
right.
everything. Any messages?
How old are they?
Oh, my God. One was born in 87 and 88.
Okay.
So they're
so
in
they're
their
young.
Early 30s. Yeah.
So they're young compared to us, but, you know, they're not teenagers
yeah.
anymore.
No. Were they always difficult?
In their own
up?
Ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And are they both boys, or what have you got? I don't remember.
One girl, one boy.
Oh, okay. And they're off doing their old thing, living. Do they have significant other
well, they
jobs?
Won't speak.
They've
got their own children. My son had a baby and won't let me see it or didn't tell me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. Okay.
I have a couple of grandsons I'm not allowed to see either.
Really? Did they actually say you're not allowed?
That's crazy.
It is.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, the mothers don't want me to be involved with these. And they were never wedlock. They were not born out of in wedlock. So they really
Yeah, mine aren't. That one isn't either. Yeah.
And
But I have two other grandsons from my third daughter that I'm amazingly involved with.
That's
right?
Wonderful.
Amazingly. Well, I'm glad for that. I just, any
so
messages about
yeah.
this?
Okay, all right. Well, she's going to take a look at that.
Do they act like you are stupid and have no brain? That's what I get sometimes from my son.
Maybe.
I'm an idiot and they know everything.
I have another family member that has been interfering in relationships and telling them that I'm a narcissist.
Oh, so you got an instigator that's part of the clan. That's not good.
Do you have any clue what they hold against you?
Yeah, what's the deal? What is the
everything.
Angle?
Just
really?
Me breathing.
Hey, we like...
I think there may be some jealousy with my youngest child. That they're jealous.
We're dog friendly, so the background noise is not interfering with the reading.
Okay.
It's good. We're good with that. We like dogs.
So, the youngest child is the one you're having the great relationship with the grandchild?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm laying out your cards. We're going to see what they have to say. And we've dealt with this quite often. And I have to honestly say that if a mother gives it time, there has always been a reconciliation that I can remember.
Hmm. It's just that family dynamics are so complicated.
Can be.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, especially for your first-time caller,
so you've
given us good info, but still, it's such a complex thing, so we'll see what the cards have to say.
Yeah.
And here they are down.
Yeah.
Okay, now. I need to know about your status as we go into this. Were you married or in a long-term relationship? Did somebody come
married.
Along? Yeah, go ahead.
They all have the same dad. I've been with my husband for 40 years. I just thought of that the other day. So I met him when I was 16. I just gave my age away.
Well, you know
I just
what?
Thought of it the other day.
Friends here.
Yeah.
And God bless you. That's a long time to still like somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
I do most of the time. Most of the time.
Well, it would be
that's
unnatural if it was all of the time. That wouldn't be right.
No. Yeah. We understand.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
They have some real resentfulness toward you.
Oh, yeah.
And is the youngest child... don't remember if you told us the sex, girl, boy.
She's
girl.
A girl.
Okay.
She's a girl.
Okay.
I think it has to do with your husband mostly. Now, was he
I do too.
Was he a strong disciplinarian or what was the deal with him?
He's always worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was a hands-on parent, so he was gone a lot, but he was a disciplinarian, kind of a silent dad.
Yeah. And for some reason, they feel, I'm just sharing with you what I'm getting here.
No, she's getting out of the cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the cards. Yeah. They feel that you should have stood up for them more. And yet
I did. And it caused a lot of problems.
They felt like you just really weren't checked in on this whole thing. They really, it's really about your husband. It isn't you. It's about their
dad.
Thank
you.
Hello.
You're welcome. Was that for us or?
No, that was for you guys and for anybody else that wants to hear it.
Thank you. It almost sounded like you were talking to like a waiter or a delivery guy.
I'm at home.
We weren't sure if you got a pizza or something.
But you know what? They're reaching an age now. They have children of their own. It's time for them to stop grinding these axes.
It is. There's a certain point where it's like, all right, put on your big boy, big girl pants. You're an adult now.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and quit looking back at however old you were. And I felt deprived. It's like, shut the hell up. You're an adult now. Live
and
your
it's
life.
Also about the baby of the family.
Like, get your shit
there,
together.
You were right. There
the
is,
past is the past.
There is jelly.
Jelly.
There. Yeah,
they're very jelly.
Yep, very. Mm. So they've got these petty differences that I just don't think are, I mean, it's not like your children were sexually abused. I don't see that. There was, really, their father just was, like you said, a silent dad.
It was a style that they didn't like, apparently. It was a style that didn't...
Absent as far as working lots, and he still does.
Well, you know, if people hate that, all you do is work and you're never home. You know what? That pays the goddamn bills.
But it also...
You know
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so shut the hell up.
He did what he did.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't hold that against him.
No,
not at all.
It wasn't to you. Yeah. A lot of people will say
and
that.
I think a lot of the work I do with these cards is reframing the way we look at things. For instance, if you'd have done a crappy job with your children, they would be at home, no jobs, playing video games, getting fat.
Or whatever, yeah. Or out on the living room.
No.
Homeless in jail.
And,
right.
No, they've done well.
They flew the coop.
Then everything is fine, and now they're just, they need to just suck it up.
Well, have you tried a family, like, powwow, where you try to talk it
two
out?
More callers.
Okay, gotcha.
Recently, yes. And the family troublemaker was involved with that.
Oh,
and it was like,
that person needs to butt out.
They've been exiled.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
banished.
It's a shame when we have to do that with family.
It is, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
But I have the same, you know, so much of your life is in direct parallel with my own.
You know, and these people, they make the bed, either lying or I'm going to kick your ass in the bed one way or the other, but you made it. If you're going to act like that toward the family, then you've got to go.
Well, what I'm going to have to do.
That's my oldest daughter via text. This is probably the most heartbreaking.
Okay.
I asked her what my son had named the new baby girl that was born in March. And she said, I won't tell you.
That's like that's very childish, if nothing else.
Isn't
that's
it?
Very,
and I
very
did say, grow
childish.
Up.
Yeah, it's like, really?
Grow up.
Really? You won't tell me? Oh, well, then I should put
you
in the spot.
Yeah, it was like, what?
But you know what?
Time out time.
How about if we do something different? And we elevate your relationship to a higher level where it's going to come out. If anything, it'll aggravate the heck out of her where she's going to spew. I would start sending some really caring, loving memes to her over text. But put some real effort into, there's a lot of heartfelt ones out there, you know, and now that are placing blame or pointing a finger, just about maybe remind her how special she is to you. And she'll go one way or the other. Yeah, I know. She'll go one way or the other. She'll either get angry and let you have it, or she's going to start to soften up. And that's what we've done with other families in turmoil this way. I mean, I've talked to some women who have not heard from, say, a son or a daughter for years.
Yeah.
And now they're
I haven't heard from my son for about almost 2.5 years. And they live locally to me. It's not like we're really far away.
Right.
Sometimes they got their own issues. They got their own issues that they got to resolve on their own. There's nothing you can do a lot of times.
Well, my oldest son took an offense because I wasn't real thrilled with the I don't even know how to say it in a nice way, the woman that he chose to break up the home he had and took on with her, and hopefully he doesn't watch the show.
So got three.
I kind of let him know I wasn't real. She put up really inappropriate things, and I dropped her from my friends list on
Facebook,
and he wouldn't speak to me ever since.
It is what it is.
It's a weird world out there. But hey,
this generation is very different.
Oh,
very different.
And a lot of them were raised by babysitters. And that's probably the biggest.
Not mine.
No, mine either.
But I mean, a lot of people. I wouldn't say raised by a babysitter, but both my parents worked full time.
You were alone a lot.
Yeah.
But it was okay back
was
then.
Too.
We weren't dumbasses. We didn't have the internet to get in trouble, so that helped. But
I was a latchkey child, and I did okay with it.
I remember that.
I went to grade school with a key around my neck when I was in second grade. Second grade had a key. I let myself in.
Yeah.
So I love talking to you. Unfortunately, we got others that are waiting.
I know.
Would
I don't want to
take
anybody's time. I know.
Would you please regularly try to call us? And we'll work on this.
Yeah,
one
on
reading
Facebook,
builds
so, yeah.
on another.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then it would be awesome to hear.
They will. Your readings will get better because we'll have more information. We'll have a report.
More of a report. Yeah.
It will be developed.
And in the meantime, I would send out and wrap them in love and forgiveness. I mean, they came from you. They are your babies.
Oh, yeah.
Just feel sorry for them that they're kind of broken right now emotionally, and maybe they have to heal themselves. There's not much you can do
except
stand by it.
Right, and be there.
Just be there. And say, all right. Well, you got problems. Whatever. I'm here. Whatever.
I don't know, this sounds so trite compared to maybe what other people are going through. So I guess I'm lucky, right?
Not to you, it's not. No. I would be really upset about that. It doesn't sound trite or.
I think though what you're saying is. In proportion, there's.
I would feel bad as a mom.
Bigger, but no, this is heartbreaking.
Yeah, exactly. We're not minimizing that at all. That's really sad.
It is.
Oh no! I was minimizing it because I know there's other people that want to get to you with some important stuff, and I appreciate your time.
It's all important. It's
all of you are
important. It's all
important.
That is not. You don't minimize that at all. All right.
So we'll be on Monday.
Thank you.
We're going to be on newsforthesoul.com. And also streaming live on Facebook, but check out News for the Soul. There's a lot of stuff there that I think could be healing for you.
Yeah, you can find them by News for the Soul, or you can find them on Blog Talk. But when we post our show, she'll have a link when she posts.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. All right.
Oh,
we extended the show a little bit because we saw a bunch of callers came in. Allison in the UK had to say goodnight.
Mm.
And we said goodnight to her also. She stuck around the best she could.
All right. Good night, honey. Sweet dreams.
All right. Well, all you callers, I know they're probably looking at the clock saying, oh, I'm screwed. No, we extended the show a little bit, so we will get you.
Yes.
And let's see who's next on the list. Aha.
Who you got?
I have area code 216 from Ohio. 216, you're the next caller on the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Welcome to the show, and your name is?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Patricia.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
You doing well?
Oh, I'm just looking for jobs, remote work from home jobs.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think we've talked before, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, yes. I've been doing that for about a couple hours already.
How's that search going?
Any
Not good. No, it's either that I want a BA degree, and I'm looking at different types of positions so that I'm not just focused on one job.
Yeah, that's smart, but okay.
So they either want a BA, a bachelor's degree, or, you know, the call center experience or what else? Or they want you to have broadband or Ethernet.
Mm.
That's right. And what do you have for Internet? Didn't you tell us?
Well, the wireless Wi-Fi hotspot from the library.
That is going to be a problem for a lot of jobs. I will be honest. That is going to be a problem.
For security
and
for...
And speed.
Speed.
I mean, when you're using a public Wi-Fi, your speed's going to be whatever they give you.
Right,
yep.
And I do have the one job, but I mean, I only do that an hour a day, and that's, you know, $9
and
an hour. I'm thankful for it, but obviously.
Yeah.
And I know money comes
from
different ways.
The places I could recommend to you, they are going to check your computer speed right through their platform. So it's a shame, though, that you can't get your own high-speed internet because you have all kinds of options.
Yeah, budgets are budgets, though. We understand.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, and I think have to push back my leave date from here in Ohio because I'm planning to relocate, but I've got to show that I can pay the rent on paper.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You got to have the financial. This is my job. Here's what I make.
Right.
Yep, we got
it.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, if the rents are sky high everywhere and where I'm going to, that's the issue.
They're sky high even in places you wouldn't think they were sky high. It's just the way the market is right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think a lot of it is, a lot of it's because what happened during COVID. A lot of people that were renting
They came out with those things. You can't kick anybody out. You can't do this. You can't do that. A lot of these people that were renting places out, they weren't like super rich real estate agents. They were people that had a house. They were getting screwed hard. So now they're extra pockets now when they rent.
Well, also, they've had supply chain issues with builders who wanted to finish houses.
Yeah, as far as building. Yep.
We're like a million houses short in this country. So that makes the rental market even worse.
All right, what do you got?
Your card's safe. Keep plugging away at it.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah, you're going to land something that will at least be a supplemental to, you know, say if you pick up a second.
It'll be something, and then you can still find something better. But it's good to have something that's at least going to get to what you temporarily need, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right, and of course, you know, and then where I'm living at now, they tried to evict me in 2020 because I'm paying the lowest amount of rent. I've been paying that on time, but they tried to evict me illegally because, you know, they're greedy. But
they want higher rent. Yep.
And so anyway, but I did, you know, complete last week my TESOL, T-E-S-O-L certification to teach English online.
Oh.
So I'll start,
that should be very good for you.
Right. But, you know, that's a game, too, you know, because they try to pay you as less as possible.
Well, everybody does. It's a negotiation. Yep.
Right. So just to get more experience and I think I might have to push back my leave date from here because I was planning to leave June, first week in June.
Sometimes plans do that.
Okay, there's places that are really urgently in need of data entry people. I can give you a couple of job websites you might want to try. And is your resume pretty solid? Is it a good resume?
Yeah. I started this job I have now in January of this year. But it was, I always had a difficult time getting work, period, even before the pandemic.
JobRapido.com. I know it's a weird word. Yeah, JobRapido.com. A lot of them are looking for on-site work, people to come in. And it's like across the board, all kinds of stuff. You can put in lots of different search terms for jobs. And another good one is ZipRecruiter.
Well, of course.
Done well with that. I'm trying to think of, if you have any concerns of, I know, if you have any concerns about your resume, there's a place online called, My Perfect Resume, I believe it's called.
I thought we told you this last call.
This was another person.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I always get messed up.
The first month, I think, is like $2.95, but you can make tons of resumes. And they will actually, it's a template, and you're actually able to, they will put up all sorts of, I don't know what you call this, like things that you're qualified for. You know, it's hard for me to explain. We're real short on time. But Patricia, don't lose faith. Your cards are showing going to have that job. It is coming to you. But it sure wouldn't hurt if you could pick up. Is the new place you want to rent, do they have internet in the building?
I've got to still put out applications. I've put out applications. I'm on wait list for other ones, but I mean, I keep pushing back.
Because that would help you so much if it's already included.
Right.
You're right. That does depend. Yep.
All right. Well, please don't lose your faith. Call us again. We'll work. We'll keep. Because every time we do a reading, there's an energy that gets activated in the cards that I feel helps us to manifest a new future. Yeah. So thank you, Patricia.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You're so welcome.
Good luck. Keep your chin up and do not give up.
Right.
Thank you.
I hope you call again.
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right, we got two people on hold, and I hope they're not looking at the 8 o'clock hour and thinking they're screwed. No, we extended the show a little bit, so we're going to take the next caller and make sure I take them in order because I don't want to be a cheater. We're going to go to we're going to go to area code 267, Philadelphia area, I believe, 267, Pennsylvania. You're
Hi.
Next.
Welcome to the show. And
thanks. Yes, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Jessica, how are you?
From the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's good. So I'm in a new area. I'm in two new areas that I'm going back and forth between. And what I'm calling about is that I met this guy who's a realtor, and I was talking to him about, you know, helping me find a place. And I was just wondering if you're picking up about him helping me as well as our connection, because it seems like, first off, I think he's gay. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he is. But it seems like kind of karmic between us. So I'm kind of just wondering those two things, like how and if he'll help me and as far as like our connection.
All right, I'm looking at getting your cards laid out right now. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, I think gay fellows make the very best friends for women. Because for one thing, they're not trying to get in our pants.
Yeah, I mean, that is a really important thing, especially if it's a real estate person.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, you can actually like, okay, let's knock that level of distrust off, you know?
Yeah.
Right. That is very important.
If he's gay or not, it's like a sort of unknown.
But does it matter to you? Do you really care one way or the other? I'm just curious.
No, I don't. But there's other things that come into play like that. I've been expecting to meet somebody special in this sort of manner. So that's why it's kind of like weird how he came about. And it's like,
from my perspective, he is not gay. But he's not a womanizer either.
But is he somebody that's going to be part of her love life?
Very possibly. I think he's going to invite you out at some point to like have a casual date.
He's going to mix business and pleasure?
It's kind of a little bit. Maybe he'll have her going through the real estate. They have some big books. Also, your cards have shifted since we last talked. And that's a good thing. You are now shifting more into a positive path ahead for you. And I feel very confident that this is really going to be an upswing. Coming for you, place to live, it's all here. Upswing in your work. I mean,
this is actually like one of the best things to happen for me for my work, because the whole experience of living in different places and moving around and like needing the money, it's like, there's like this hunger inside of me to really get going with some of the projects that I've kind of been like, I guess, procrastinating on.
Well, you had to work on survival first.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have the basic needs taken care of.
But it's almost like, I feel like when we're talking now, I feel like I'm almost looking at a show that's like a little series that's on HBO or something like that Jessica survives.
I can't believe you said that. I want to tell you something about that, what's been coming through, but do you see him actually helping me with the real estate, finding a place?
Yeah, I do. He has a heart that's made of gold. He loves to be the hero. And I think he's going to really like to be the savior for you in all of this. And I feel there is going to be a very nice friendship developing here for you with him. And maybe more, but right now it's only showing, I mean, your cards, and I have like a photographic memory when it comes to cards that I've read for somebody. They previously have been so filled with gloom and doom
and
hopelessness that there wasn't even much in the way of opportunity for social contacts or to go out on a nice date, you know, because you had to worry about,
you know, I spoke to you probably on that worst night that, like, everything shifted, like, I think probably within, like, the next, like, 12 or hours or so. Like, that was just one of those, it was, like, one of those breaking points because it was, like, I had just really gotten to the point that I was so frustrated about trying to buy a trailer and then trying to find a place to park the trailer.
Yeah, I remember that phone call. That.
Well, I know.
Wasn't that long ago?
It seemed like one hardship after another.
I remember that phone call.
And I wonder, how does this lady keep going?
I remember it
Things are stabilizing now. Like, and at least, like, I mean, I'm in one hotel and then another, but I'm in new towns and I feel calmer, you know, like I'm going focused. Yeah, like I just feel like I just had to be a little bit patient with the timing, and I met a lot of people through the journey of it. You were talking about the whole series thing.
Well,
is that having this voice like narrating in my head? I have one of my guides or something else that kind of narrates, like, in this episode we see. Is she gonna do this? Is she gonna do that? And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's like people are watching me on a show.
Well,
like,
you know,
in my ear.
Yeah, ironically, I see you actually talking to yourself in a mirror, like getting up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth and washing your face, and you're saying, "Well, gee, Jessica, what kind of trouble are we gonna get into today?" You know. And there'd be a humorous aspect, but also very heartfelt. And I feel like I could just go on a tear right now with you and brainstorm this and all. But you know what? I have a lady in Texas waiting.
Yeah, we've already gone over
to her.
We got to rock or the show will never end.
But let this stuff marinate. That seems to be the word tonight. Let it all marinate.
We're marinating a lot lately.
You're going to bounce back and you're going to come back strong. And
strong.
This will have. Look, here's my best words for you. Look for the lesson. The lesson is going to be worth $1 million to you, at least.
Yeah, there's been a million lessons. I just right now. I mean, I met that guy, and I met this girl who was talking about helping me too. I haven't heard back from either one of them. That happened on Friday.
Well,
so I guess it was yesterday, but. Feels like a long time. Like my whole day, like is like equivalent to like a week.
I'm sure. Well, if you get a chance, contact them and thank them for how nice it is that you've run into them, you know, encountered them. But
actually doing it different. I'm doing it different. I'm waiting. I'm receiving. So I'm practicing waiting and being vulnerable rather than constantly going after things. Because that's what I was doing when we spoke last time. We're not doing that anymore.
All right, hon. Follow your own instinct. It's going to guide you best of all. And please call us again. We'll be on the air on Monday if you wish to call back.
Yes, you know where to find us.
Yes, you do.
Yes, indeed.
So take care.
Okay. Good evening.
All right.
We'll talk again.
Same to you.
The sooner the better.
All right. Let's do the 806.
Yes, we're going to area code 806, Texas. We are extending our show for you.
Hello.
Is it Daniel or Ann? 806, please. Oh, I hope. Well, we'll give them a couple of seconds because they held for a long time and they might be going pee-pee or poo-poo or something like that. 806, you're live. Oh,
they're gone.
They dropped.
All right, folks. Probably a good ending.
Do you
want to
try the thing you said?
Oh, yes. There was a...
All right.
Let me explain this. I do allow people to please email me, or you can message me on Messenger if you have a question, but you can't attend the show. You're working, you know, or you have other obligations. So we do have one that came in.
And we work it in when we can. We can't guarantee that. Otherwise, you're going to get 500 emails. We're going to have to do nothing but emails. If we get a gap like we did now, perfect. We have the email, right?
All right, this comes from somebody who signed anonymous. She wrote, "Hi, Deborah. I've listened to your show a few times. I wonder if I should fight for my marriage." Well, we're going to turn to the cards and see what they say. And as I've often stressed over our shows, the cards are really connected when it comes to matters of the heart. So we're going to take a quick look.
Yeah, it's a love reading. We've had a few. Sometimes we have a ton. Sometimes we don't have a lot. Sometimes people think that all they could talk about is love readings. But as we've seen, you know, everything's on the board. Don't let the word love doctor throw you off. That's just what the most common questions are about. But anything, any questions on the board, books, games, jobs, careers, relationships with friends and family, pets, past lives, all sorts of stuff. So don't let the word love throw you off. But that's just the most common one because that's what people worry about the most.
Well, too anonymous.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you right off the top, your cards tell me, yes, you should fight for your marriage. And you may end up getting a lot of flack from others who just remind yourself, friends and family can be very well-meaning, but they don't always have our best interests at heart. So I say yes. There's something here worth fighting for, and I hope that you will. And if you get a chance, please call into one of our shows, or remember, this goes to everybody, you can always go to my website and arrange a private session
and then you have
with me.
Nobody else that can interrupt you. You have the exact amount of time you want.
Right.
You get, she might be 2 or 3 card layouts, could be 12. You just get what you get for that. Yep.
Yeah, we can cover a lot of territory
undivided
in 30 minutes.
Attention.
All right. With that, I think, Jimbo, we're going to call it a night. Take care. Lots of love. Mwah. All right.